I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I hope you're having a wonderful night. I'm going to be hanging out with you here for one more hour. Thank you to everybody listening on our CBS Sports Radio affiliates across North America. Thank you to everybody listening on the freeradio.com app. People listening on cbssportsradio.com. And if you're at home, yes, you can even listen on your smart speaker. Whatever you got to say to call it, get its attention. It doesn't matter if it's a Siri or an Alexa. All you got to do is, it's real simple. Ask your smart speaker to play CBS Sports Radio. Okay? We got more to talk about here in this hour. I want to thank super producer Stu Kovacs. I want to thank Hall of Famer Warren Moon for joining us earlier on in the show. As we spoke about an aging Tom Brady and him making a good decision for himself to head down to Tampa. We talked about the changing landscape of quarterbacks in the NFL. Warren Moon also said, you know, if he was Dak Prescott, he would have taken the contract that was presented to him. And before we went to break, we were talking not necessarily about Dak Prescott, but we were talking about a realistic outlook for the Cowboys here in 2020. You know, they were bombed away. The Cardinals beat them tonight, 38-10. Looked like a schoolyard beatdown. Arizona goes to 4-2. The Dallas Cowboys are 2-4. The offensive line, a wreck. Andy Dalton, he doesn't have those reps. He's playing from behind. He was a wreck. The defense of the Cowboys continues to be awful. Another chance right here to give up almost 40 points per game. They are a wreck. Tonight, Ezekiel Elliott, another game where he fumbles the football two times early in the game, and these fumbles lead to scores. He was benched. A wreck. Okay? What is the realistic outlook for the Cowboys? They are so bad, in a division so bad, that they can still go to the playoffs. But is it even worth it for them to show up? Because they're going to go, and whoever they play is going to smack them the hell right up one out the playoffs. Okay? This is an ugly season for the Cowboys. It was done when Dak Prescott went down. And maybe tonight is the ugliest loss. You know, Andy Dalton getting used to his teammates. Andy Dalton having to come from behind. This was worst case scenario. I mean, even Ezekiel Elliott, who you would rely on tonight, you know, he's coughing up the football. Maybe things don't get worse past tonight, but they'll still be ugly. Coming up on the schedule, you have the Washington football team. You have the Philadelphia Eagles, and then you have the Steelers. It's not going to get all that easier. So I've been taking your phone calls. 855-212-4CBS. The line is sponsored by Geico. What do you think is realistic for the Cowboys the rest of the season? If you want to know what's really scary this holiday season, this Halloween season, it's seeing just how much you could have been saving on car insurance by switching to Geico. It will keep you up at night. So, switch to Geico and save. Harry is on the line calling up from Portland, Oregon. Harry, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Thank you very much for taking my call. I enjoy your show. You know, every time Jerry Jones pulls up in the parking lot, that is one less win for the Dallas Cowboys. And if you look at the record, only because Jerry Jones is the owner that no one really looks at. If he was a general manager,
he'd be fired.
Exactly. And you can't fire the owner, and we understand that. But I also think this, though. I think that some of the misses, I'm a Miami Dolphin fan. You could have had Fitzpatrick for nothing and as your backup quarterback. And I think he would prefer Fitzpatrick over Dalton. Would you agree with me on that?
Yeah, I would at this point, yes.
Exactly, yeah. So, I mean, that's the management part of the deal. You know,
that's easier. That's easy to say right now.
I'm playing the result. And yeah, I am. And I understand that. But if you want Jerry to build you a stadium and have revenue streams and make value for your franchise, you have no better person. Okay? The guy has done great things. But if you want him to manage your football team, then I think that went out the window when Jimmy Johnson left. Would you agree with me on that?
I would. I mean, we already saw the results of that almost 25 years ago. And that is, unfortunately, I don't know when that's going to change. You know, that realistically, who knows when Jerry decides, you know what, I don't want to handle football operations. You know, I'm pretty sure he has, and thank you, Harry, for calling up from Portland. You know, he's getting input from other people. He's making the final decisions. At what point in time does he say, I'm not doing this? I mean, does he have to be in the grave for that to change for the Cowboys? Levi's calling up from Vancouver, Washington. Levi, you're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. What do you think is a realistic outcome here for the Dallas Cowboys, Levi?
Well, the Cowboys are going to be in the playoffs. They're going to be out in the first round. It's going to be embarrassing, just like you said many times. I think Dalton tonight was had big fills or shoes to fill, and maybe he's a little bit nervous. I don't know. And then you weren't counting on Zeke, you know, coughing at the football. It was just a rough night, and I think that they have the next 2 weeks kind of recovered because Washington ain't that good, and neither is Philadelphia, and their defense isn't that great. So I think that maybe they can get a rebound on these next 2 weeks, maybe get some confidence moving forward. But, yeah, they're out in the first round. Thanks, JR. I love War Moon. You're the man.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you, Levi, for calling up from Vancouver, Washington. We know War Moon did a lot of damage in the Pacific Northwest. Yeah, I mean, Andy Dalton, the other aspect, he was playing from behind. Andy Dalton had to play from behind. He had to air the football up 54 times. Receivers were dropping passes, and Ezekiel Elliott was coughing the football up. This was just ugly. And I'll tell you this much, I'm not all that convinced. Yes, the Dallas Cowboys still have a chance to go to the playoffs, absolutely, in their terrible division. But I know for certain, if the Dallas Cowboys do not win these next two games, if they don't beat Washington, if they don't beat Philadelphia, those odds, I'd basically say, are out the window, because that means they're going to go on a three-game losing streak. I have no idea. Zero idea how the Dallas Cowboys would beat the Steelers right now. None. Ed is calling up from Washington, D.C. Ed, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
How you doing, sir?
I'm good, Ed. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah, real quick. Okay, look, the NFC East is sorry. Okay, I understand that. But this is sports, and you understand that. And a lot of people pick the Cowboys every year like you had them in your top six. I'm a native Washingtonian. We hate the Cowboys. And we're going down there, and we're gonna put the Predator on them, and we're going to put Montez Sweat, and we're going to kill them. And then what are you guys going to say then? Okay, we lost that game last week because our coach is a gambler. Okay, come on. You score a touchdown. Give your team an opportunity to go to overtime. Your offense is not that good to score 2 points. So he learned his, you know, from his mistakes, sir. But the key is that it don't matter if you win. if you're in the least NFC East or the least West, you get in the tournament, anybody can win. It's the year 2020. Anybody can win the tournament once you get
Ed,
in.
Ed, I want you to kind of put that together and say it in a different way. I want you to legitimately say that the Dallas Cowboys, because this is what you said, the Dallas Cowboys can go to the playoffs and win the Super Bowl. That's what you said, right?
Not exactly.
No. The Dallas Cowboys would be included in anybody, correct?
Right.
Slow down, Ed. Because I really want to know if you believe this. Okay? So there's a couple questions here. Is it yes or no questions? Do you believe the Dallas Cowboys can make the playoffs?
Not really, but.
Ed, it's a yes or a no. Is it yes or is it no?
No.
Oh, so now it's different because you were saying that the Cowboys can get there and anybody can win and go on a run, but now they can't even go. Okay.
Not the Cowboys. Anybody else.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, Ed, we're
going down there to put damage on them because we're pissed off up here and we don't like Dallas. This has been a rivalry since 1969.
Yes. Yeah.
So you can't poo-poo. Yeah. Oh, they're playing the Redskins. You must not know about our division. We hate each other.
Ed, do you know how to stop talking, Ed?
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm glad you stopped talking. I'm very familiar. Well, I wouldn't be sitting here talking to you if I wasn't familiar with the game, some of the game's history. I also happen to originally be from New York City. I am very familiar with the Northeast. I spend a good enough time in Virginia. Yes, I'm born in Philadelphia. I am very familiar with the NFC. What I will also tell you is you're extremely excited about a loser. And I'll tell you this, and thank you, Ed, for calling from Washington. I appreciate you. You call up anytime you want. But what the hell are you shouting about the Washington football team for? What the hell does a rivalry have to do with anything? I've never heard someone so passionate about, just yelling about two bum-ass teams. Like, come on, this isn't the disappointment we saw between Green Bay and Tampa Bay last night. You're legitimately here getting overexcited about the Dallas Cowboys and the Washington football team. Well, let me go watch two toddlers fight in the backyard. Let me watch two people fight at the old folks' home. What am I getting overly excited for about here? You think Washington is better than the Cowboys? Okay, good, great. All right, I could sit here for a long time and say at least the Dallas Cowboys in the future, they know who their quarterback is. They got to figure out if his ankle works, but at least they know who he is. What the hell is Washington doing? All of those defensive linemen, they ain't playing quarterback. That was a lot of passion for one loser team to another. Ooh, exciting. Oh, my goodness. 1-5. Oh, my goodness. Oh. Ian is calling from Ohio. Ian, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's up? So, I've been a Cowboys fan my whole life, but where I see where we're going this year, we are going to make history. History of being the worst defense to ever be in the league.
They're worse than Phillips 10 years ago.
Yeah, it's horrible. And the one caller who said that they would trade Amari, I just don't understand that.
He just got paid.
Somebody? Yeah, and that's probably the best route runner, one of the best route runners out there right now. But I will say, I've said for years, and I've taken flack for this, that Sean Lee, we needed to part with him years ago. Because, yes, he's awesome. I mean, I'm not taking it from him. But how many seasons has he played for us where he's rode the bench because of injury?
Oh, I'm surprised when I see him play football.
Yeah, I mean, there comes a point in time where you got to cut ties. And if you're talking about cap space, that makes more sense to me, cutting somebody that's constantly hurt and not doing us any favors, than talking about cutting your top receiver who's still out there playing, even banged up.
Yeah. Well, Ian, I wouldn't. No, I agree, Ian. I wouldn't. I didn't dive deep into that because it didn't make sense to dive too much deeper in, you know? So I wouldn't necessarily worry about that wide receiver. I'll let you call him up if you want to, but that was another caller that made that statement. Don't get too upset at him, Ian, okay?
Oh, I won't. Yeah, it just didn't make sense to me.
Oh, a lot of things don't make sense here. Thank you, Ian, for calling up from Ohio. Yeah, it's tricky. The Cowboys are in a tricky space. And in the case of Sean Lee, you know, I ask my friends who love the Cowboys. I just, is Sean Lee playing? Is he? You know, tonight I saw Vander Esch, and I'm like, okay, I wonder how long this is going to last. It's like flip a coin. Who's going to be hurt? Who's not going to play? Matt's calling from Pittsburgh. Matt, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, thanks for taking my call this evening.
Sure, go ahead.
Hey, so wise man once said that no team is ever as bad as whenever they're losing, and no team is ever as good as when they're winning. And I think that was the case tonight. And realistically, I think the Cowboys do make the playoffs because 6-9 is going to – a 6-win team, 7-win team is going to take the division. The division is not very good, and ultimately, every other team in that division, I wouldn't put Dallas's offense behind any one of them. And not one team has shown me a reason to think that they can stop the ball. Now, by no means do I think that it would be a deep playoff run, but I wouldn't put anything past a generational talent like Zeke Elliott and Amari Cooper. I mean, both guys are dynamic, game-changing players. And I think by the time you get Andy Dalton some time and some reps with that offense, that realistically, no training camp or anything else like that, a guy coming into a new system with a brand-new head coach, it's going to take a couple weeks. And I think you're spot on with saying that, you know, it's not going to be as ugly as it was tonight. But there's going to be some growing pains.
But also, one thing that you didn't mention is the offensive line. You have to factor all of that in. There's two main factors here when you talk about the Dallas Cowboys offense. And thank you, Matt, for calling from Pittsburgh. Everything you said was legitimate, but I think you have to look at the larger picture. The defense is going to have them behind the majority of the time. The defense will have them playing catch up where they will be forced to throw the football. The bad part about this is that the Dallas Cowboys offensive line, you can talk about all the weapons they have, whether it's a Cooper or Ezekiel Elliott and him being dynamic. They ain't worth a damn if they can't get the football. If Andy Dalton doesn't have the time, that makes everything so difficult. There's no easy solution here. And so, yeah, okay, they can win 4 more games. Okay, yeah, they could. It's still going to be ugly. You know, if what's ugly is ugly. You know, in the NFC East right now, we could have 4 beautiful women just walk into a room. Or we can have 4 ugly women walk into a room. And, yeah, beauty is in the eye of a beholder. But there ain't no doubt about what the NFC East looks like. There's no convincing. It's like, why argue over who's ugliest? You're still all ugly. More of your phone calls, 855-212-4CBS. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. People all across the country, people all across North America are extremely passionate about the Dallas Cowboys. You love them, you hate them. They're the most valuable sports franchise on earth. $5.5 billion, followed by the Yankees at $5 billion. But tonight, on the football field, the Dallas Cowboys ain't have too much value. They lose to the Cardinals 38-10, ugly fashion. Ezekiel Elliott, two fumbles that lead to points. Andy Dalton getting his first full start in replacement of Dak Prescott. Had to air the ball up 54 times. And not too much success playing from behind. He gives you two interceptions. The offensive line, Zach Martin, goes down. What is that now? Three, four starters? This was just ugly all the way around. Don't even get me started on the defense. 38 points. Every week it's like 30 points, 40 points. It's ugly in Dallas. But so is the whole NFC East. Yes, the Cowboys can win the division. Yes, the Cowboys can go to the playoffs, but ultimately it's going to be one big waste of time. This season is over for the Cowboys. Find me the bright spot. What's the bright spot for the Cowboys? What happens at the end of the year? We have a lot of callers on the line. Let's keep rolling. Larry is calling up from Detroit. Larry, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
How you doing? Thanks for stepping my call. I was just listening to what you were saying. I was thinking about Dallas. Reason why I don't think they're going to win their division is because they're playing behind too much. You know, when you're playing behind, every time you look up when you're playing behind, that put a lot of pressure on the quarterback. I mean, he got to throw the ball just about every down. Now the defensive players know you're going to throw the ball, so they prepare. And Jerry Jones, he's been like that for the longest. You know, I can remember back when they won the Super Bowl, and he was being criticized for interfering too much with player personnel. He don't know nothing about players. You know, I'm talking about by now, I think he should know that. But like you say, by him being the owner, you know, it's a big difference. But my main point is this. I don't think they're going to win. I think Philadelphia going to win their division. Every one team out of those four going to go, and that's the team that win. And I think Philadelphia going to win. And it's just not the same when you're playing from behind as you would if the score was tied or if it was up. Thank you.
Thank you, Larry, for calling from Detroit. Yeah, that's facts. That's what the defense is doing. That's what one of our last callers, one of our callers before break, you know, gave all the the Dallas Cowboys dynamic offensive weapons, and you have a Cooper and an Elliott, and yeah, he's not going to fumble every game two times and et cetera, et cetera. Okay, yeah, but what about the offensive line? What about the defense? The defense is what's going to have them on the field trying to catch up. The defense is why Andy Dalton is going to have to go out there and throw 54 times a game. I know that wasn't in the plan. I don't think Mike McCarthy or anybody got up today, or him or Moore or anybody said, yeah, we're going to have Andy Dalton. We just going to air it out today. He threw it 54 times out of necessity. Because what else are you going to do when you're losing, when you're getting your ass whooped? You can also tweet me at JR Sport Brief. Joan is calling from Ohio. Joan, you on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how you doing?
Terrific. Go ahead.
That's all I want to say. Okay, I'm going to say this. Dallas might make history making the playoffs and winning the division at 5-11. But now, do you remember this? When the Giants was 8-8 and made the playoffs, did nobody give them a chance to win this damn Super Bowl? But they went in and beat the Patriots. You remember that?
That is, I would not call that equal. This is a Dallas Cowboys team that is A, tore apart, B, they have a historically bad defense, C, they're missing their star quarterback. I don't even think that's comparable.
It's not comfortable, but it's close. I just say one
Joan, it's not. How is it close? Because the New York Giants and both of their
when that New York Giant with Eli Manning was behind the wheels, did nobody give them a chance to even make the playoffs?
Joan, okay, so let's do something here, because the last time I checked and looked at those New York Giants teams, the New York Giants up until recently have known to have been, especially in the era that you're referring to, they were great defensive squads, and okay, they got hot. The NFL is about parity. You can get hot. Let's be realistic here. You just said that you think they may go 5-11. So what? They go 5-11. What does that mean? What, do you think they're going to be hot at 5-11? Like, they can't get lukewarm right now.
But look, give Andy Dalton some more reps. He's going to play better.
No, John. It's not. I don't know if you've missed about the guys who are missing on the offensive line. I don't know if you're missing the part about how the defense has him playing from behind. Is it natural for Andy Dalton to become more acclimated as he plays? Yes. But ultimately, when it comes to W's and putting wins in the win column, I don't think it's going to make too much of a difference that he's acclimated and his ass is running for his life. And so I got to tell you, and I thank you for calling from Ohio, I just don't think it makes any sense to compare this to a team that went on a Super Bowl run in playoffs and then also think that the Dallas Cowboys, they can go 5-11 and go to the playoffs and be historic. Like, no, that's not happening. Joan, you understand this much, right? Do you agree with me that the Cowboys suck right now?
Yeah, I do agree with you on that.
Do you think that they're going to get that much damn better?
I mean, hey, a dog.
No, not A. It's not A. Do you think the Cowboys are going to get that much better?
I don't like them.
Okay, all right. Well, thank you, Joe.
Hold on. Let me just say this, though. What I seen tonight, they were still fighting. It ain't like that. I don't agree with that.
Who said
get rid of Amari Cooper?
Okay, we're not talking about – well, Joan, we ain't talking about that anymore. I appreciate you for calling from Ohio. Yeah, I don't like them. But they might go 5-0. They might go on a Super Bowl. What the hell do they have to do with a team that upset the New England Patriots in the Super Bowl? Shawnee's calling up from Maryland. Shawnee, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hello, I'm still laughing off that last caller. But okay, I just wanted to get the disclaimers out the way. Like, okay. No one is going to be checking for any team out of the NFC East as like a Super Bowl contender. Okay, and we know the defense and the O-line is almost like it's like flatlined. But even still, I think that we could absolutely win the division because we do have the offensive weapons. And I think since it's Dalton's first week, I mean, he still has time to improve. And you seem to have a rapport with, what was that? I think Pollard. Pollard should run the ball more.
Well,
if Zeke is off, he should do it.
Yeah, but Pollard won't.
Gallup, too.
Yeah, but. He was only playing because Ezekiel Elliott couldn't hold the football. So you ain't going to have
to see what he did with the ball when he did get the football.
So
saying utilize all your weapons.
I understand. So now you think that they should split time between Pollard and Elliott?
I say let's not go with all the stats of who got the biggest contract, the money. Go with what works. Go with what is working with what you have. Okay? And I said – him throwing the Gallup seemed to work. Him using Pollard when Zeke was off his game. Let's go with that, okay? Because our O-line is not protecting. So you need to run the ball as much as you can and then throw those little chip shots when you can. As much – whatever you need to do to keep our defense from being on the field. Okay.
Well, now I hear that, Shawnee. The Dallas Cowboys can do all of that. And what do you think their record is still going to be at the end of this year?
You know what? To me, it doesn't even matter what the record is going to be. They will probably win the division, and then the any given Sunday rule will apply. It'll be like luck, hope, and a prayer.
Well, I think it's going to be more than luck, hope, and a prayer. Thank you, Shawnee, for calling up from Maryland. There's certain teams that don't have the benefit of a doubt. And, yeah, their record may not matter. And, by the way, that New York Giants team that went to the Super Bowl, they were not 500. They were 9-7, okay? Maybe it went off, but there's a difference. More of your calls. People want to talk about these Cowboys. People want to talk about America's team. That's what we'll do. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. More of your calls when we come back.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. People want to talk about the Cowboys. They were humiliated tonight, 38-10. I don't care if they make the playoffs in an awful division. The season is over. tonight, you would hope, is as ugly as it's going to get, but that defense is going to keep giving up 30 to 40 points. That offense is going to keep playing from behind. The offensive line is in shambles right now as it deals with injuries. This is a slapstick team. It's haphazard. It's true. 855-212-4CBS is the number. You can also tweet me at JR Sport Brief. I want to get as many calls on as possible before I roll out. I got a tweet from Barbacourt. I said, how does this Cowboy season end? He says, with them on the couch next to the Giants. That's what he says. I say, ultimately, it doesn't matter. The season is a wash. There ain't no winning. There is no Super Bowl. There might be a playoffs, but that's only as a result of the division. Josh is calling up from Houston, Texas. Josh, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, man, I appreciate the call. Yeah, as a diehard Cowboys fan, I admire the faith of all the other callers saying that we're somehow going to do something in the playoffs. However, I honestly think that Philly will win the division, because if you look at it, the wins that they've had have been against actually winning teams, or the losses that they've had have been against winning teams. But I have a question. What do you think is the biggest need? Because I look at the defense, it's obviously trash, right? But I also look at the offensive line. I think back to when we started rebuilding our offensive line, how we progressively gotten better and better. So do you think our offensive line's a bigger need in the draft, or do you think the defense is a bigger need in the draft?
I think it's the defense. If you go ahead and it's across the board, I think you definitely need some help with the corners. You have an Aldon Smith who comes in basically off the street, hasn't played a snap in years, and he comes in and he's one of your best defenders. You have Lawrence who needs to live up to his contract. I think the offensive line is in a situation right now where unfortunately they're hurt. But when you let a guy like Byron Jones, and now he's in Miami, and this is a game right now where every single week to week, the ball is getting aired up. If you don't have somebody that can cover the receiver, that can make a quarterback look the other direction, you're going to get eaten alive. And that's just what it is. And if you look and just think about, Buda Baker is out there playing safety. This isn't someone who's known for, you know, being a quote-unquote ball hawk. He's known as being an extra linebacker. But the Cowboys need somebody in the backfield or playing deep. It doesn't matter if it's a safety or a corner. They're just getting abused in the air. Nobody's respecting them at the line of scrimmage. Nobody's respecting them when the ball gets thrown up. And it's almost just like picking daisies right now against that defense, Josh. They got to do something there. They got the offensive weapons. If the offensive line was healthy, I'd have no doubt that they would do much better than what they're doing now. But the defense isn't helping the cause. Appreciate you for calling up from Houston.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
No doubt. Thank you, Josh. Yeah, the defense is terrible. Woods has to play better. Jones isn't even around to play better. It's ugly. Sean is calling from Maryland. Sean, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how are you doing? Love the show, man. Good job.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Hey, I was kind of in the same boat with you. Before the season started, I really thought the Cowboys were going to be, I don't know if I'd say top five, but definitely like top eight teams in the league.
Sure.
I had no idea, man, they were going to be this bad. I can't see them getting better in the short term because I think they have too many different problems. So, I mean, they could win the division, but if they win, whoever wins the NFC least, it's going to be by default just because the division is so bad, in my opinion. What do you think about that?
No, I think so. And, you know, I've been saying I feel like it's a moot point. It's just like, how much longer do we keep somebody on life support? You know, is it 5 more days? Is it a week? The Cowboys season is over. It's just a matter of when it specifically ends. Thank you, Sean, for calling from Maryland. Let's go to Mike in California. Mike, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
How you doing, man?
I'm good. Go ahead, Mike.
Good. You know, you kind of preached everything I was thinking and I was going to say earlier, but it seems to me that they don't know how to win, and their body language is embarrassing. They remind me of like a 15-year-old AAU basketball team, and no one's willing to box out, you know? And they come across, they need, I don't think they're going to do anything in the playoffs. Their defense obviously is terrible. Not signing Jones was a huge mistake. But at the same time, you know, Montgomery's got to make a decision whether he wants to put a statement on his team. And they've got to make a change because Prescott's gone. Their leader's gone. Are they going to get behind Dalton, or are they not going to get behind Dalton? Obviously, tonight was an embarrassment, you know, and it's bigger than just this year for them. And granted, you know, Jerry is going to run the media. They need to just be quiet and play football. And I'm not a Cowboys fan. I live in the Yay area, you know, but I watched them tonight, and it was just hard to accept the body language of these guys. Gallup had made some great catches, but when he dropped that ball in the end zone, when they had a chance to get within 14, it didn't seem like it mattered to him. And I'm not judging the guy.
No. It's true. They had their soul sucked out of their bodies because they were getting their asses whooped. Mike, I appreciate you for calling from California. I want to keep on rolling. We have more callers. I want to make sure I get everybody on before I roll out. Please go ahead and make your point. Brian from Colorado Springs, go on ahead.
Hey, what up, man?
I'm here with you, Brian. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. Man, it's so cool to freaking talk to you. But, okay, so I grew up quarterback, played quarterback. Also grew up a Steelers fan, so I hate the Cowboys, and I hate the Bengals.
Okay.
So I ended up finding myself rooting for Andy Dalton tonight. So I just want to hear your opinion. Nobody thinks about what it's like to catch, what the difference of that ball spin is like coming up. Because you see these Dallas quarterbacks, I mean, you're talking about one of the best receiving corps in the league. So you see these guys dropping balls. Nobody's thinking about the spin coming off Andy Dalton's ball compared to Dak Prescott. You see these drops. What do you think? Do you think that changes?
I'll answer you, Brian. I mean, yeah, that is a legitimate point. That is also a small intricacy. I venture to tell you, if you are getting paid to catch footballs, if you are a wide receiver in the NFL, if you're making the big bucks to catch a football, at the end of the day, nobody gives a damn about who's throwing you the ball. You need to be able to catch it. If I go out there and I'm throwing ducks and I'm throwing a wobbler, you're supposed to have the greatest hands in the land. You catch it. And I think the Dallas Cowboys, they got bigger problems than, you know, the spin on the ball or the receivers being able to go out there and catch it. You know, you making $100 million, you're making 50, you're making 60. It don't matter how much. You making a big bucks, go catch the ball. You know, nobody cares when you show up to work and somebody new has to lead the meeting. You still have to show up and do your work, even though you don't necessarily care about the style. So that's minutia. And I think if you ever hear a Dallas Cowboy say anything about that, I think you need to look at them and go, oh, man, you just a whole ass loser out here. But, Brian, I appreciate the love. You call back anytime, Brian. I'll be more than happy to talk to you. Appreciate you for calling from Colorado Springs. Let's keep moving. Aaron from North Carolina. Aaron, go ahead quickly.
Yeah, they can't stop the run. Cleveland home, 300 yards rushing on him. Kenny Drake behind a mediocre line tonight put up 160 yards rushing. They still got the Steelers, and they still got Baltimore and Minnesota still on the schedule, you know, with stronger running teams. The secondary's trash. Gave up two plays tonight of over 60 yards passing. Right, the way that the defense is playing right now, they couldn't stop a high school football team.
Ouch. Thank you, Aaron, for calling from North Carolina high school team. Damn. Scott from Louisiana, go on ahead.
Hey, man. Look, last time I checked, Philadelphia Eagles are in the in the East. It seems like most of the callers are completely discounting the talent that the Eagles have on the team. And I'm not a fan by no means. It would be hard not to say that the Eagles are going to pull it out by the end of the year. They will rally around Carson Wentz.
Well, sure.
He is a proven commodity.
Well, Scott, Scott, I would venture to tell you most of the people who believe that the Dallas Cowboys can still win, the majority of them were Cowboys fans. So I wouldn't drive or draw too deep into that. I appreciate you for calling from Louisiana. Kevin from California, you will have the last word. You are on CBS Sports Radio. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. Kevin, go ahead quickly.
Thank you very much for taking my call. Yeah, Dallas definitely not going to make the playoffs. But I'm wondering now, is Earl Thomas still out there? And if so, is that somebody that they might consider bringing in to maybe light a fire under the defense? Because the rest of this team, they looked beaten. They looked almost like the Packers did on Sunday against Tampa
Kevin
Bay.
I got a question for you, Kevin. If you got a dumpster and a dumpster is already smelling and it stinks and it's a hot day outside and it's bad, do you think taking a match and putting it on a dumpster is going to make it better?
Well, it might burn something off, but no, you're exactly right. Hey, so, I'm a Niner fan anyway, so Dallas losing, it brings a big smile to my face, even though I probably should have rooted for them tonight, but I just can't bring myself to do it. So.
Okay. Well, thank you, Kevin, for calling from California. Yeah, Earl Thomas is not the answer. Why do you want to bring on someone who wasn't even wanted in a winning locker room? Why do you want to bring him into what is currently a losing locker room? Bad situation. You've been listening to the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. A big thank you to Hall of Famer Warren Moon for joining. I'll be back with you tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. Thank you to everybody who called. Thank you to super producer Stu Kovacs. Amy Lawrence is up next here on CBS Sports Radio. JR is out.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.